Here's Shirley and Steve. I have been with my husband for 10 years and married for 2 years. We've had some bumps in our relationship, just like any other normal relationship. I'm now confused and noticing little things about him. Just recently, his grandmother passed, and I noticed his ex-girlfriend, who was his first love and whose name is still tatted on his chest, was at the funeral. This wasn't the problem. I understand that she wanted to pay her respects to show the family support during their time of need. After the funeral, she went to his grandmother's house with his brother's ex. My husband wanted to go to his grandmother's home in the beginning, but quickly changed his mind. I noticed weeks prior to the grandmother passing that he would wear a ring that she gave him when they were dating. I would get mad and ask him why he's still wearing that ring and told him that he needs to get rid of it. Even during the funeral, he kept his left hand in his pocket, hiding his ring. It seemed. I was angry at him for hiding the fact that he knew she was there, and that's why he changed his mind on going there. So many things are running through my head. Is he hiding his marriage from her? Does he still have feelings for her? Please help, because I'm at a loss for words and it is bothering me so much.
I am too.
Okay, yeah, it's bothering me too. You asked the question, is he hiding his marriage from her? Here's a better question. Is he hiding an affair from you? Okay, that's the bigger question. I mean, the first clue is a change in behavior from your husband. And you're saying that you noticed little things about him. You're confused now. He's wearing a ring his first love gave him. Then you told him to get rid of it. He still hasn't. His name, her name is still tatted on his chest. I just say, you know what, you really need to, I mean, it's good that you're starting to ask questions and wonder about all this stuff, but you really need to open your eyes to see what's going on here. He's wearing a ring that she gave him. She just popped up out of nowhere to go to the funeral to pay her last respects. No, I think they've probably been corresponding. You know, how does she even know? Who contacted her to let her know that his grandmother passed away? There's definitely more here than meets the eye, and I think your husband is messing around with this woman. Tommy?
Okay. Here goes the first thing we got to do before we even start dealing with the problem.
What? Get that tattoo.
We got to get this tattoo off this boy's chest. Okay? What's them TV shows? Black Ink or Miami Ink? Whatever that is. We got to get this tattoo off immediately.
Uh-huh.
Okay? If you can't get to one of these places, get your curling iron. Plug that up.
And do what?
Burn this name off this boy's chest.
Ouch.
All right?
It's a brand.
There's a lot of people got brands. A lot of people got brands. Omegas, Kappas, Alphas. A lot of people got brands. Get you some bleach wipes. Bleach it out.
Bleach it out.
Bleach it out. We got to get this boy's name off his chest. This woman's name. We got to get that off, okay? That don't work. Uh-huh. Put some dog food on his chest and turn some pit bulls loose on him. We're gonna get this dog on naked. We're not gonna look at him and every time we look at him, we reminded of this woman. Okay?
Right.
So,
uh-huh.
Tear that off. Tear that off. There is a weight hot tar.
Oh.
Hot tar with feathers. Okay? We're gonna cover up this name some kind of doggone way. There is a way to do that. If he can't grow hair on his chest and get us past seeing her name,
uh-huh,
we're gonna have to go to the extreme of getting it off.
Like what, Tom?
Well, gas. Set his chest on fire. Okay?
All right.
Premium unleaded.
Should do the trick.
Should do the trick. Now, diesel burns longer. In case y'all didn't know that. But we can get this name off. Then we're going to get to the part about the ring. But right now, start thinking of how we're going to get this name off this chest. Because that's the first thing that's bothering us. Because we keep seeing this. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, this tattoo. We keep seeing this woman. We keep thinking about this woman. Because every time we see him, chest first, okay, here she comes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.